Yes, indeed. It's the 12th of April, 2010. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and this weekend, in fact, we had some really surprising and shocking news. James Gosling, the father of Java, the inventor, nonetheless has resigned from Oracle. So in his blog from Nighthawk.com, I quote, "Yes, indeed, the rumours are true. I resigned from Oracle a week ago, April the 2nd. I apologise to everyone in St. Petersburg who came to Tech Days on Thursday expecting to hear from me. I really hated not being there. As to why I left, it's difficult to answer. Just about anything I could say would be accurate and honest would do more harm than good. The hardest part is no longer being with all the great people I've had the privilege to work with over the years. I don't know what I'm going to do next other than take some time off before I start job hunting." So, well. Wow, that's amazing. James Gosling, who received a BSc in Computer Science from the University of Calgary, a Canadian, nonetheless has left Oracle and Sun Microsystems, of course. I never expected that in my life as a Java leader and Java user group. So this is really the completion of a catenary in hyperspace. It is now faster than light speed. So why do people resign? People resign for a multitude of reasons. And first up, let me just say congratulations. Really, it is a positive moment. Because there are many reasons why people would want to leave. Number one, I think, is for health reasons. It could be to do with overwhelming stress, and obviously a work-life balance affects us all. The second reason I think it could be is because we don't have the recognitions and the achievements from our respective companies, and that could mean that we are looking for the right team to be in part of, and of course it's all to do with change. So if you were in a really creative and innovative team and then the company changes round about you or under your feet, so to speak, then you know, that changes things for you. The other thing, of course, is Java technology. If James was pushing for a brand new direction for Java, for Oracle to go, we never know what that direction could be. It could be something fantastic, like pushing Apple to use Java on their iPhone. We never know. That's speculation, by the way. And of course, I've touched on innovations and the heart of soul and the depth of experience and of work and of forthcoming work. Everybody has that notion that sometimes we work with companies and companies merge together. I myself am certainly involved in a company that has undergone a merger, and then you wonder what is working life going to be in the future. You know, rather than belittle this, it is a really good news for James, of course, because he is free to go on and live his life to his ethics and his own rules. And in Britain, certainly we have in this past and in the previous decade, like, descended down on the middle class, well, on the unemployed being the pariahs of the middle class, rather, so to speak. And nothing can be further than the truth, whereas if you take time off and you are claiming money off the dole or living off your savings, it is sometimes a boon to inspiration and the next great big thing. So whatever you do, James Gosling, it's been a pleasure, and no doubt we'll hear from you soon. Oh, and by the way, when I first saw this headline in Twitter on the email, I thought that he had died. Thank goodness he's still alive. Live long and prosper, James, oh boy.